USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man who killed 12 people in a Virginia Beach City office building on Friday bought his guns legally. That's what ATF officials say. Agents briefing reporters late yesterday saying the gunman, who eventually died in a shootout with police, used two guns in the mass shooting. That man was what authorities are calling a disgruntled city worker who indiscriminately shot at his co-workers. Flags are flying at half-staff across Virginia in honor of the 12 victims and the four people wounded, three of whom are in critical condition. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer.
Going forward, we will define ourselves as a city with love and compassion for those neighbors that we lost and their families.
Mexico's president says he's willing to negotiate with the U.S. after President Trump threatened to slap tariffs on Mexican imports over immigration. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
President Trump heading to London Monday for a three-day state visit. He and the First Lady will be guests of the Queen and will attend a ceremony to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy. Trump will also visit Downing Street for official talks with the Prime Minister. Security will be heavy during the visit, especially in London, where protests are expected from both pro-Trump and anti-Trump groups. While many in the crowd at the California State Democratic Party's annual convention in San Francisco yesterday were chanting impeach, impeach, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi stayed away from calling for that, instead stressing that lawmakers will continue to hold President Trump and the administration accountable, in her words, with the power of the gavel.
We will strive as we go forward in this important constitutional action to unify our country, not divide it, as we protect and defend it.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden says a mass surveillance system like nothing ever seen in human history is up and running across the globe. Canadian Broadcasting reports that the whistleblower was the keynote speaker at a university event in Nova Scotia back on Thursday night, and he participated via a live stream from Moscow. Snowden claiming in his remarks that information technology science is being used by those who create and deploy it purposely to exploit human beings' need for connection, and that its reach into every area of a person's life almost anywhere on the planet is nearly going unchecked. A man named Aiden Cook storming the stage at the so-called Big Ideas Forum in San Francisco as presidential hopeful Kamala Harris was speaking. He said he wanted to ask for the California Democrats' attention on, quote, a much bigger idea.
Whoa. Asking for your attention to a much bigger idea.
Thank you so much, sir, for your big idea. But we want to make sure that we are able to get through this. Okay, it's okay, folks. It's okay. People have their own big ideas.
After he was hustled from the stage, an animal rights group said he was there to call on Harris to, quote, support ordinary citizens rescuing animals rather than the factory farms that abuse them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.